This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 23rd, 2024. We are live from the Entertainment and Sports Arena in downtown D.C. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you.
Eric Bickles here.
Literally a miracle I remember.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Not surprised by that.
No. A miracle.
Jason was stressing, though, about how he should dress. You look good.
I didn't know what to, I mean.
I guess the difference in the way that you dress in our regular studios in here is sweatpants to jeans.
Yeah, that's pretty much the upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, I had a golf shirt.
I was going to wear sweatpants that I wear every single day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just a t-shirt and a pullover. Mm-hmm. But I figured, I don't know, we're here. We're going to be sitting with guests and Will Dawkins and Coach Keefe.
Right.
I didn't want to look like me usually. Yeah.
Like I'm wearing a 20-year-old ratty full-tilt jacket.
I mean, that's the freest fleece sweatshirt I've ever seen.
I almost wore.
Those are old-ass Adidas sweaties.
I almost wore slippers in here. But I forgot I was coming in here.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I wear those sometimes to work. And by the time I remembered, I looked at myself and went, whatever.
Yeah,
what did you wear? Regular shoes?
Yeah, I mean, unlike Mike Marr, I actually am wearing J's. I don't lie and say I'm wearing J's and wearing Reeboks like he did a couple weeks ago. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm sitting on my couch this morning just doing my little show prep. And then for a moment, I just pondered what we might actually talk about today.
Sure.
And then God just went, oh, remember, you're going to the D.C., whatever it's called, Entertainment
it's
Sports
called
Arena.
It's called the Entertainment and Sports Arena.
You're doing Wizards all day today. And I'm like, whoo.
And their season's about to tip off.
I know. I'm
tomorrow
excited.
Night against Celtics.
I'm actually really excited. I mean, Will's awesome, and I'm really excited to sit down with Saar for a minute. Yeah.
Don't forget Coach Keefe. He'll be joining us, too.
Coach Keefe, he doesn't strike me as a guy, but to be honest, that loves media. Like, he's a matter-of-fact guy.
Probably just loves hoops.
Can you turn to EB for a second? I'm really thrown off. Look at his eyes. They're going crazy.
My eyes are watering.
What happened?
Are you allergic to something here?
There's more lights here than are at an Iron Maiden concert.
There's a lot of lights.
They're right in my eyeballs. So what do you want me to do?
No. So the light causes that?
I don't know. I think it's.
Can we get a tissue for cakes?
I think it's a lack of sleep.
Handkerchief.
I think it's the fact that this is a very fragile ecosystem that you're dealing with. I mean, there's a lot of things happening.
The lights
here are
very bright.
It looks like he's sad, like he's in a funeral or something.
I'm not, but the eyes are tearing up. I don't know what to tell you.
That we're crotchety old men because anything out of our routine, literally anything throws us.
Yeah, it does throw us big.
Yeah.
Throws us
well,
big
mostly you two donks over there.
I mean, completely. Well, Cakes, clearly.
Hey, but
nothing bothers JP.
But I know.
Let me just say this.
I don't know how.
The first time we came here last season, I think I drove around the campus of the artist known as the St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital for 20 minutes before I found this place. Today, I found it like
No
quickness.
Problem. Yeah.
So that's good. That's an upgrade.
Progress.
Yes.
Well, I've been
progress.
Here to watch games. It's a nice
It's
arena.
A beautiful arena, actually. I love it.
It's very nice.
I love it. Thank God I don't have to shoot in front of anybody here.
I told Drab we should have a rack of balls for next time we're here just to do some bad layups and some kiddies jumpers.
My buddy Cody has this fall fest, which is like a client appreciation in his backyard. He's got this massive backyard, and he has a full-court basketball court, and he has different contests.
Your friend's rich. It's okay to say it.
He's doing all right. Yeah. He's doing all right.
It's okay.
I think he represents some Wizards.
He probably does.
Real estate stuff.
I'm sure he does.
But he has this full court, and he does these contests where you can win prizes. And usually I just stay away from it. And I was like, you know what? Let me just mess around. And there was a kid actually in front of me doing the free throw contest. It's how many free throws you can hit in a minute.
Very nice.
And somebody's rebounding. And all I wanted to do was just make sure that I beat the kid. Yeah. I didn't even come close to winning it. But I did hit 11 in a minute, which is certainly not good.
It's pretty
solid. I
think I
was probably about 11 for 18.
It's pretty
or so.
Solid. Mm. I would take that.
But I didn't shoot nearly as well as the Celtics did last night.
Nice segue.
So last night was the start of the NBA season. That's why we're here. The Wizards are going to open up against the Celtics.
By the way, I have an issue with the we have to play the world champs in the first game. Oh, look, I know it's going to be a lean year for wins for the Wizards. Yeah. We have to play the defending champions on opening night.
Yeah, couldn't we lead off with Detroit?
And there's going to be a 11,000 annoying Southies in Capital One Arena tomorrow night.
I don't know, but it's a good start for JP and I because we went under 53.5 on the Knicks season total.
Ah, very good.
Well, here's the deal with the Celtics game last night. So I had something.
I couldn't believe
it. I had something at my kid's school. I get home. And a meeting late. Jason's probably already sleeping.
What time was
dinner. It? 9:15.
You're eating dinner at 9:15?
Yes.
You should be thrown in jail. Well, that's against the law.
I think I ate dinner around 8:30.
I mean,
in Maggiano's.
I went from soccer practice straight to St. E's for a parent thing with the priest and stuff. Because it's second grade, you got first communion.
I haven't seen a priest in literally 20 years.
You probably should.
All the sacraments.
Maybe I should, but I haven't seen one in person in a long, long time.
But if your kid's Catholic and they do the sacraments, they got to do that stuff. So you had to be there so I didn't get home too late. So I put on the Celtics game. I'm like, oh, my God, they had 130 points. There was like 7-8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And so then I clicked on the box score.
Flew over.
And at the time that I clicked on the box score, they were 24 for 40 on three-point attempts.
I know. I saw
Think
you
about how
that.
Efficient that is. They ended up hitting 29.
What is that, about 60% or something like that?
They ended up 48%, but
that's
at
crazy.
The time.
The only reason they ended up that way is so they were 29 for 48. At one point,
mm-hmm.
and the record is 30, and they had 7 minutes left to break the record, and all they could do was hit the rim the rest of the way because they brought in the scrubs like Peyton Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard's 1 for 9. He was jacking them up.
They were jacking them up trying to break the record, and they couldn't do it.
That's hilarious.
And they had open looks.
I don't know any of these bench scrubs on the Celtics. I know the starters. I'm looking down the bench. Hauser, Cornette, Kata.
Do you know Hauser and Pritchard? Those guys were key players in the NBA.
I mean,
finals.
I know who Pritchard is, but the rest of these skills, I have no
Cornette's
idea.
Cornette's just
they
a
are.
Big dude.
Hauser with the UVA. He's a good player.
And that guy can knock down threes. Normally.
I can't believe they were.
Pritchard's the guy that hits the half quarters. Like, that's kind of what he got famous for.
I can't believe they were 24 for. You said they were 24 for
40 at one 40. Point. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I think they were 29 for 48 at one point.
I can't believe
they were. Because they went 0 for 13 to close the game.
But Al Horford is still on his grind. He's 38.
Yes.
Amazing.
Well.
Dropping threes.
Why don't you look up his salary?
Well, I think
the Celtics have.
I don't think I need to look it up. It's probably like $30 million.
The Celtics have at least two guys making well over $50 million.
Oh, Al Horford's making over $50 million
no,
this season.
No,
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Got it. I did see.
Holiday's going to be making some cash.
Of course, they made a big deal, in the media about Bronny and LeBron making their little debut together. And Bronny got in for a couple minutes.
Yeah,
it looked like he had a rebound or something, missed a couple shots. But LeBron only had 16. I don't want to be in this business because it always. Maybe is this the year finally where you actually really see a slowdown from LeBron or no?
We thought he looked good in the Olympics.
Yeah. We thought that last year too.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
there's a marginal slowdown. But it's a big Anthony Davis game, if you look at the numbers. Anthony Davis had a monster.
Yeah.
And they won that game. And I think J.J. Redick just got it out of the way.
Let's get Bronny out of the way.
Yeah. Let's get Bronny on the court. I think they gave him 3 minutes.
Right. Let's get this novelty
Did they do it at the end of the
way.
Game or they do it at the beginning of the
I
game?
I did not stay up for that one.
No idea.
I'm just kidding.
It was like in the second quarter, I think.
Oh, really?
They came in together.
Yeah.
But, hey, the big story locally is the Caps are on fire.
Clap them up. Clap up for the Caps.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I was prepared for like a 500-ish year, sweat it out.
Again, it's early, but it's
No, but when you get off to a good start, it often sets the tone for a season.
Fantastic.
They might just be much better with the acquisitions.
Our guy Dowder
Because they struggled to score last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the issue. And they went out and they're scoring.
Dowder had a shorty. He had a shorty to lead off the scoring.
Mm-hmm. They had two shorthanded goals.
Yeah.
I heard the statistic driving in. It's the first time they've had two shorthanded goals in a period in like 40 years. Mm-hmm.
Very
that
nice.
That just doesn't happen.
Love to see it.
It's a great start, and they play again home and home, right? So
home
we got Flyers tonight.
Flyers here. At Cap One.
What about our guy Willie, who'd been on a tear? Did he get on
Didn't
the board
Didn't find
at
the
all?
Net last night. No. So he went four games scoring last night, held off the scoring sheet.
Right.
But Chich did. Chich got on. Is it Chick or Chich?
I think it's Chychrun. I've heard right. Chychrun.
Either one.
Yeah.
They both work.
Yeah.
But it was a chippy game last mm-hmm. night. Especially Chich got in there. I can't remember what flyer it was, but Lindgren stopped a shot, and he was kind of fumbling the puck a little bit, but he finally got a hold of it.
Yeah,
and they were poking around at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the guy poked around, and Chich said, no, you're not doing that. So he got into it a little bit.
I do love to see Torts, the Flyers head coach, just lose his mind early in the season at 1-4-1. Hopefully it's 1-5-1 after tonight. That'd be fantastic.
Right. Well, this is a great start for them, man. That'd be exciting.
They're doing the flip-flopping goalies bit. Playing the goalies every other game.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's kind of a weird bit, but hey, it's paying dividends early.
Our guy Stromer is off to a good start, too.
Yep. He's got a goal.
Points in every game this year. So I think he's got 3 goals, 5 assists.
I love Dowd. It's great to have him on. I feel like Stromer rejected us, but I heard he had a baby, and so you know he knows he's going to be busy.
I think if we sat down with a beer with Stromer, he'd be like, I like you guys. You guys are.
I think so. I
feel
like
dudes.
We had a good rapport with him.
I think we had good chemistry.
Is that his third?
I'm
pretty young, but I think he's got 3, maybe 4 kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how.
Maybe you just feel like it was one too many.
Yeah, maybe
you can't talk to 4 dummies.
Yeah, Stromer. Leads the team with 8 points.
Wow.
Through what a 5 games.
What a beast.
So every team played last night in NHL.
Yeah, and you stayed up for the last puck drop.
I watched every game. Let's see. Kings Golden Knights was the last game.
Jason just tells me every like late August he can't wait for the frozen frenzy.
He just can't wait
for that to happen on ESPN.
How long have they been doing a frozen frenzy?
I want to say like probably under 5 years. It's a relatively recent thing.
Jason roped me into these season-long NBA
he
bets
did, yes.
just because he wants a partner in crime.
Yeah, but usually, you seem like you were into it, though.
Yeah, just figured
he
why
likes
not.
It. We're only putting $50 up each.
I like the NBA, but he usually gets cakes, and Jason sent
me
a text last night.
Yeah, I feel like he's broken
what
up
I don't
with
understand
like,
is
to be my bit. Now JP's
well, you are
his
dark
partner.
Cloud, bad luck.
I guess. Maybe that's part of it.
What I understand is Jason sent me a text, and he's like, all right, I got this one in, but when do you put the other bets in? Why wouldn't you just put them all in at once?
Well, we had to put the Knicks in, obviously, last night because they were playing.
Okay.
But I wasn't totally sure because we haven't decided on the fourth team yet.
Do you have all your money in your account, too? He may be low on his account.
No.
He may be
your
felt
account
it.
Is flush right now?
I'm putting it through another avenue.
Oh, right.
Okay, so, God. I know that code.
Yeah. We just have to decide before each team plays their first game. So
I told you, I think I like the Bucks.
I'm not going to tell Coach Keefe that we're doing the Wizards.
My FanDuel account
you're going
is
over,
swollen.
Though, right?
No.
Oh, you're going under? Oh,
yeah, you might want to keep that on the
balance. Oh, yeah. Keep that.
Yeah, I think it's like 19
it's
20, and a
half. It's 20 and a half.
20 and a half.
Yeah.
They only won 15 games last year.
I mean, we might lose it, but I mean, if we do, I'd be surprised.
Speaking of Coach Keefe, he is going to join us. If you want to know the lineup today, we are going to have Alex Saar later in the show. He's going to join us probably around 8:40.
I want to just do the hacky bit of getting a picture with the tall guy. I just want to do it.
There was a picture online of Bronny next to his dad, and it's the way that it was shot. You know how he could shoot things? So, and I think he was crouching to take a shot, but his dad looked like a giant next to him.
Right.
Like an absolute giant
next to
little
Bronny.
Well,
we're going to take a picture of Cakes and Alex Saar, too.
No, I don't need that.
We're really going
to
do that.
Do I really need to feel shorter than I already do? To stand next to a guy who's 7'1", and let me guess, he's still growing, that whole bit.
So we're going to have Alex Saar later in the show, probably right around 8:40. He's having some treatment or doing something, so around 8:49. Mm-hmm. But Will Dawkins is going to join us, the Wizards GM. He'll join us at 9:20. We've got Mike Locksley,
head
football coach at Maryland, coming off that exciting win. Tony La Russa is going to join us. We had to look up his age. He's 80 years old, but he was just managing a couple seasons
what
ago.
What is he promoting? He must be promoting.
He's actually
something.
Promoting
he
something.
Promoting like a prostate
service
drug or
dogs.
All right.
All right, but we're going to talk baseball with him.
So we're going to preview the World Series, but does he even know who's in the World Series?
I hope so. Yeah. He's ready to go.
I mean, I'd have to hope that. I mean,
you know what? He could talk about Fernando.
He's a baseball lifer.
Fernando passing. Sure. It kind of hit me in the feels, man. That was like. right in the heart of our childhood, man, Fernando Mania.
Yeah, that is true.
Early 80s.
And then we do have Coach Keith joining us at 7:40. So we'll talk Wizards. We're broadcasting live here from the Entertainment Sports Arena in D.C. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. We are live from the Entertainment Sports Arena in D.C. We're going to have a bunch of Wizards content today because they open up their season against the Celtics coming up tomorrow. Their head coach joins us. Their top pick, Alex Sarr, made a bet on him.
Yes, you did.
He needs to average more than
12.5 points
right. per game this year for me to win that bet.
I'm not, also, are we going to tell him that?
No. Yeah, why not?
I don't think he should talk about it.
I'm telling you.
He shouldn't be talking about, you know, player,
he shouldn't
player
be talking
props.
About it. And honestly,
we can do it in a different way. I think
no,
I'll
you don't
ask him. No, I'll ask him what his personal goals are. He may
all
have
right,
personal
fine.
Goals,
right.
you know.
Right.
And but, yeah, I mean, he doesn't care about our little bet.
No. Well, also,
well, I don't think he can
talk shouldn't
about
be
it.
Talking about that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't rope him into
please,
that.
Don't, please, don't. You do that in your own awkward moment.
That'll be very awkward.
Personal JP awkward.
Let's not turn him into a DJ.
He brought it up.
Well, I was being kind of facetious.
He knew a little bit better.
I didn't think we were going to talk about that. So I know the players can't.
He's also, he's like, when he's with us because he doesn't know us, he's very serious. Like, I just remember when we talked to him, he was very businesslike.
Yeah, but he might be different in person.
He might be.
I just went and got the breakfast. There's a chef over there.
I have those waffles.
By the way, it was beautiful yesterday.
Berries.
I know you play golf.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
I'm going to play today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be in the 60s.
You're doing a home and home like the Caps.
I'm doing a home.
Look at you.
But. I had to put the AC on last night. It was 75 degrees in my bedroom.
It's okay. You're gonna be okay.
It was October 22nd.
I know, but you're gonna be okay. You have enough money to cover the AC for a night.
I understand.
You
that,
still live.
You're
like
gonna be
you're
all right.
Did you guys
$6
have
an hour?
Did you guys have AC on last night?
Who knows?
I don't even know.
You don't even know.
Who cares?
My thermostat's on the range.
It bothers me.
Yeah,
it bothers
Clearly
me.
Clearly, it bothers you.
It bothers me that I have to put the AC on October 22nd.
You don't like spending money on heating your home and cooling your home.
In this case, cooling the home.
Yeah,
not in late October.
So I'm glad you brought up golf. So yesterday I was playing golf, a beautiful day, and honestly, might be one of the most beautiful days we've had in a long time. Literally no humidity. It was just perfect.
It was nice.
It
Very
was
nice.
Perfect.
And today's going to be the exact
opinion.
Same way.
Yeah. But Mike Marr can attest to this because this happened this morning. I was sitting here and I was kind of fumbling with my phone, and I essentially, what the term is, butt dialed him. Now, the phone wasn't in my pocket. I don't know how it happened, but
right,
I dialed him. And then I turned it off. Yesterday during my round, now I've been for the last 12 rounds or so, I know no one cares, but this is just why it happens. I track all my putts, chips, whatever. So after every hole, I put in my little thing while the other guys are teeing up. Then I put it back in my back pocket. Yesterday, I called a friend I hadn't seen, I don't know, in a year, called her at work. I called emergency 911, not once,
twice.
And I had to tell the lady, because, you know, if you do that, like intentionally, and you mess up, you go to jail or something.
Sure.
And I said, sorry, butt dialed you. And then I did it again, because I'm putting, even though I'm turning it off, I'm putting it in my back pocket, and after every hole, so my right pocket, I got my viewfinder thingy.
Yeah.
My left pocket, I got my phone.
Hold on, you got your range finder in your pocket?
Yeah. I just keep it in there.
Are you
Why don't you put your phone in your cup holder in the cart?
Well, I don't, unlike you,
Were you
now
walking?
I'm a walker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. But I can no longer walk with it in my pack because I'm butt dialing the country.
Put it in your golf bag.
No, he needs
no,
cargo
but
pants.
But I need it
you
after
cargo,
every
I
hole.
I understand
golf
that. You just go to the golf club.
I
back
now have
back in
the
bag.
New little cart thingy
he
that
doesn't
I put
use his brain.
What are you talking about? I have a solution. You haven't let me talk yet. I have a little.
All you've got is talk.
I have a. Well, I was going to tell you what my solution is. I have the little push cart.
Same
and so
thing.
I put no, but it's out of my routine. It's a little bit different.
All right.
So, but I just put it in my little thing, and I got to get it out of the little baggie, and you know whatever. But Yeah, that's his nightmare.
A lot on his mind during a round of golf.
You got that right.
I would like to do a swerve here. Is this possible? Could we have Mike Marr and Drab on camera try and dunk a tennis ball? Because these guys were trying to see who could jump higher. Now, I don't know that I could touch.
Are you insane?
The net.
They can't dunk anything.
I gotta give Drab some props.
On a standard 10-foot rim.
Could he still hit the rim?
Drab was touching the block beneath the rim. All right, but I think that was somewhat impressive. I think we should have a live contest.
Is Drab 40 yet?
Drab's in his 40s. Yeah. Mike Marr's in his 20s. I mean, they're about the same height.
He's putting you on the spot, Drab.
First, I'm 42. Yeah. It's 6:15 in the morning. Right. He wants me to dunk a basketball
on TV.
I didn't say a basketball.
He wants you to do it on TV.
I'm actually giving you props.
Who has a tennis
You're 20
ball?
Years older than Mike Marr. I think you've got more hops than him.
I've never. It was embarrassing for Marr, honestly, yes. And this will probably be the worst moment of his career. What's about to happen? Yeah. He's 24 years old. He can barely touch the net.
You got credit card vertical.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tie my shoes and I'll run up there and see how high.
Oh man, if you blow your knee out,
all right, Mike Marr, why don't we get you going first? All right. We can do a live play-by-play. Mike Marr.
Can they get the shot? They can get the shot?
They can get the shot. We're here. Yeah. I heard Mike Marr. I think it was Mike Marr. Maybe it was Drab. He's like, this floor's kind of bouncy.
Oh, really?
Mike, what do you think?
I think I have no hope in hell of dunking
a
tennis
ball. We're just going to judge
Let's just see how high you could jump at 24.
Yeah. I mean, there's no expectation to dunk it. Neither of you guys.
Can you get halfway up the net?
I would say, how tall are you? About 6 foot?
Yeah, right around.
All right, and Drab's about 6 foot, maybe 6'1".
Yeah. Is Drabby going to go right now? You're going to go right now?
Drabby's going for it first.
Wait till he pulls his hammy.
Oh, short.
Ow.
All right, I didn't think
it
was terrible.
What are you, about 2 inches short? Not bad.
I think he was like 3/4 of the way up the net.
That's pretty good. You're old and washed up.
Yeah, you're washed. Just
go ahead.
Sit down.
No, but you know what? He could probably dunk on a 9-foot hoop, which is strong. I don't think I could at this
point. All right, make
me like Mike. All right. Now, this is a 24-year-old. You just saw a 42-year-old.
He's supposed to be young and spry.
He's a 24-year-old.
All right,
What
do you got, Marr?
He's got his tight jeans on.
Is this going to be bad?
I think
so.
It's probably
going to
be bad. Oh, yeah. He didn't even know what he's doing.
He's a kid.
I know.
What is he doing?
Marr.
I don't think he knows how to.
That was the slowest approach I've ever seen. That like those soccer guys that do their penalty kicks and they're like trying to go really slow.
Try and fake out the goalie.
Do you actually think you had any momentum to get up? Have you ever watched those TikTok videos where the guys are dunking
and
they talk about the penultimate step and all that? You don't watch any of that, do
you? I feel like I lost momentum as I was getting closer to the basket.
You totally did.
I was about 2 feet away, I was like, there's no chance I'm getting anywhere close to this.
So you were a wide receiver in high school, right?
Yeah.
You must have had the smallest
catch
radius.
He must have been a possession receiver.
Yeah, he's a
possession
move the sticks guy.
We've got the replay here. Here it is.
Look. He was practicing.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You guys didn't even need to use slow motion. It was already slow motion.
Good thing is I know I'm shot.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to pay me $1 million to do that.
Drab, you didn't limp away from it. That's your ultimate victory right
no
there.
No injuries.
Props.
Yeah, good job.
Hey, you know what? You lost to the toilet a couple weeks ago. This is a win for Drab.
Vindicated.
Good. Nice job.
Remember a couple years ago when EB thought he could dunk? He could start training again.
Why?
He saw a story in Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah,
right. Here's Drabby in slow-mo.
Can I tell you
the
story?
He almost got the rim.
That was about 10 years ago, and it sent me on a 5-year journey where my knee was destroyed. But when I was skinny like you, I was doing the Metafast endorsement and everything. I literally was down to 180, which you think, oh, that's not that skinny. Oh, no, trust me. That was about a 40-pound weight loss. Yeah. Okay. I could grab the rim in my early 40s. And that's why I said, well, I only need a little bit more. I did one day of plyo, and then I was on a 5-year journey of going to PTs. And, I mean, it was
not
unbelievable.
Did you buy the wacky shoes?
When I was in college.
Yeah, the ones that were on the back of the Rolling Stone magazine.
You guys can make fun. That's fine. When I was in college, when I was Marr's age, I could dunk. Now, listen, I could only dunk one a day. Then my legs were shot, but I could dunk. I tested my vertical while my son was getting tested. 19 inches. It's over.
What was Stevie?
My son, 30.
That's solid.
30. Mine, 19. I thought I would get at least in the 20s. That was embarrassing.
All right, so hold on. Back to the dialing 911.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what are you going to
– So my solution is – no, I told you. My solution is I have the little push cart,
right,
which I had to – you know, again, I have no ego anymore. I do the little push cart. I have to put it – and I bought a cheap one. Yeah. So I don't have.
You bought a Temu?
I bought a cheap one.
Still can't believe you're buying stuff from Temu.
I got to tell you, my Temu stuff has come in great.
It's
all arrived, and it's all been exactly as advertised. Now, I do feel morally conflicted that they're using slave labor, clearly, to send these products.
Don't feel that bad, because you're ordering
it. I actually do feel guilt. I feel like I'm going to have to answer to somebody at some point about that, but I sure do like getting 80% off.
All right.
There's something about 80% off.
80% off the good quality. So I would argue.
Sure, if you're getting like a car or something, but if you're just getting like some dumb little gadget,
yeah,
trust me, the quality's fine. It's fine.
You know what? The quality's not good on your ratchet mouse pad that you made.
Yeah. He's got a piece of paper.
You want to describe what it is?
So EB, he uses a mouse pad because his computer is a. The biggest,
I hit my computer with a driver.
It's the biggest POS on the planet.
Hey, you got a crack over there, Slim.
So, I know, but mine's 15 years old.
So his computer's falling apart, so that he can't use the touchpad.
The trackpad, because all the screws fell out of the bottom, so it doesn't work.
He uses a mouse back at our studio, but here on this table, the mouse...
It doesn't read this.
It won't track the mouse.
So, yeah. So I had to tape white piece of paper.
It is the funniest life
hack. He asked
I've
me for a
seen.
Piece of paper out of my notebook.
Yeah, you thought I was going to write something down.
No.
I thought you were doing some show prep.
You thought
prep.
I was going to do some show prep. Yeah, no, yeah. I just needed just a mouse pad. Yeah. But see, that's
a great setup.
You guys mock me, but I problem solved.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Jason would still be sitting there complaining that his mouse
you know what?
Didn't
You're
work.
You're the next Steve Ballmer.
Thank you. I give you credit
you
for
get
that.
Props. Now, all right. We all have to discredit you for Jamin Davis.
Right, right.
We should have a montage. How many times did you use the back padding machine yourself? Told you, Jamin Davis. Hey, Jamin Davis.
He's going to be the next Michael Parsons.
Look what Dan Quinn's doing to Jamin Davis. You watch Jamin Davis. How many times do you think you hyped him
up? Now, I don't know. Was that strictly a performance thing, or is there a personality issue with Jamin Davis?
I have no idea.
I would guess more performance-based than anything.
I'll say this.
Well, why not just put him on the practice squad? Just for depth.
You know what?
I think just
no,
to move on.
I have no use for him.
But here's
Well,
here's,
plus he was a wrong guy.
You guys can pile on all you want. I'm the steak king forever. It doesn't matter. but I will say this. I always said, first of all, poor man's Micah Parsons.
Yes, true.
Always prefaced it with poor man's.
Yep.
And I actually feel vindicated because I said this is what they're going to try to do. And they tried. Just failed. They tried, and it failed. That Frankie Louvu is their Micah Parsons.
Right.
So I love Jamin Davis' skill set. My guess is he's such an athletic guy, he'll get picked up in the next couple weeks.
He'll get another chance somewhere.
Yeah, he'll probably play another 3-4 years in the league. But, yeah, he's dead to me. He's gone.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm a Frankie guy.
What will you remember about there? I put this on social media, hundreds of comments on Facebook, Instagram,
I retweeted
Twitter.
It. I said nothing. I'll remember nothing about Jamin Davis because there's nothing
to remember. He
didn't
really have a signature moment.
Well, what would you remember about Jamin Davis?
A lot of people remember nothing on the field, just his reckless driving charge.
Well, yeah.
Like, that might be the most memorable thing of the Jamin Davis
He was
Davis
going
era.
120 and a 50.
And that was annoying, too, because when Ron overdrafted him, part of the selling point was, well, he's a good kid, comes from a military family, mm-hmm. not going to have to worry about off-the-field issues. Incorrect.
Except for he's driving 180.
You did have to worry about off-field issues with Jamin Davis.
So Ron's five first-round picks from 2019 to 2022.
Yeah. Well, he only had four because he was here for 4 years.
19, 20, 21,
yeah, but
22.
I think right when he got here, he made 19. A pick. Right? Right when he got here? When
he only has four drafts.
19 wasn't his first draft?
Who are you saying? I thought his first pick was Chase.
Okay. All right.
Chase Young's his first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought Chase was his first pick.
But, all right, so.
You're trying to throw Dotson in there?
He inherited Haskins.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Right, I was throwing him in.
Yeah.
All right, so Chase, Jamin, Dotson, Haskins.
Forbes.
And Forbes.
Yeah, Haskins.
Not Haskins.
But I'm just talking about the guys
Haskins.
Who aren't on the roster.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Haskins passed.
Well, you can even go back before Ron Rivera. This is why the team had been terrible. Because if you go back before, they had Dotson. Mm-hmm. That was a big whiff. They've had so many draft whiffs, but Ron had the most.
Yep.
No, for sure. And if I was Manny Forbes, and I'm rooting for him, and he had a pick, but DQ had an opportunity to praise him, and he didn't, and he's already been inactive for a game or two. Mm-hmm. Kind of a similar arc to Jamin. If I was Manny Forbes, I'd be a little bit anxious today.
If I'm Manny Forbes, hopefully you're
Although he got a pick.
Renting, not buying.
I know he did, but it was, I mean, seriously.
It was a gift.
Mike Marr could have caught it.
That's fine, but at least he got into the box score.
Nah. And Matt Marr, he probably would have dropped it, but yeah. At least, you know, he would have hit him.
He would have run slowly with it if he had caught it.
I know that. I know. He wouldn't have hurdled anybody.
I know the ball couldn't have been over his head. He wouldn't be able to jump to catch it.
Right. If I'm Manny Forbes, I'd be a little bit anxious, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
But honestly, if you want to pull back the curtain on just on Jamin a little bit, I was surprised that they just, I know you guys will say, oh yeah, I wasn't surprised. I was surprised that they cut him in midseason. Why not just cut him to start the season?
I guess
they wanted to give him an opportunity.
They didn't.
He could fit into their system.
But Frankie Luvu, honestly, and we all saw it. They even talked about it. Frankie's kind of taking that Micah Parsons role. That, you know, poor man's whatever. He's not Micah Parsons, but kind of playing that role for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and it's been obvious. And he's actually jumping off the page out there.
His second
Luvu's making plays.
His second season, he showed some promise. He had over 100 tackles and had 3 sacks. I think he forced a couple of fumbles.
But again,
but he's just been a huge disappointing based on what they were trying to turn him
but
into.
He's also,
I think they were trying, Ron was trying to turn him into like a stud middle linebacker. Then that didn't work out. Then they're like, oh, let's move him to the outside. That didn't work out. Then this coaching staff was like, well, let's just make him a pass rusher. Just a pass rusher. He's too small.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what it shows, though, and it's the same thing that happened with Jahan Dotson, that – and I've made this argument before, that if staffs want to highlight a guy and make them seem good, they can. Like, Dotson can play if you feature him. Like, he's not going to be a star. Like, he was a contributor. Jamin, when he had 100 tackles, because they can force feed you if they want. Mm-hmm. But if a staff is not invested in you, they'll move on. They don't, you know, unless you jump out.
Well, like different staffs could want different things out of a player.
Right.
Exactly. So he may go. He may get picked up by who knows, Detroit.
Yeah.
And then Detroit uses him a little bit differently.
Yeah.
And he can.
They might just put him back at old school linebacker. Don't ask him to call the plays.
And he can perform better, and he can survive.
He might have 80, 90 tackles 1 year. Who knows?
What's his strength, though, supposedly coming out of college, pass coverage.
Yes.
And then he was terrible in pass coverage.
I know. So bizarre. Yeah. So bizarre.
Turns out he wasn't really good at anything.
Yeah. So the Jamin Davis era.
He was
era,
an athlete.
But the Rivera drafts were just embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jamin Davis era officially over. Of course, we have a packed show here from the Entertainment Sports Arena. We got Coach Keefe joining us from the Wizards coming up in about an hour. Alex Saar at 8:40. Tony La Russa to talk some World Series. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. All right here on the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the Entertainment Sports Arena in D.C., home of the Mystics. It's where the Wizards practice. We're going to talk to the Wizards head coach, Coach Keefe, coming up in about an hour. We're scrambling because we don't often get free food where there's waffles, eggs, and omelets.
It's a nice setup.
Fruit. So we're all stuffing our faces during the breaks.
No, it's very good. It's very good. I wish CK would take note.
Yeah, we need that daily.
I don't know if our company's got the deep enough pockets for a nice breakfast like that every day.
I'm aware, Cakes.
It's bananas and granola bars.
Yeah. That you swipe from the local hotels.
From
allegedly. It's a legend. Nobody can prove anything.
That's right.
All right, so we talked about Jamin Davis. Well, let's open up the Junkie Sports page and get into everything that went down yesterday. It's just a busy time on the sports calendar.
There is.
Major League Baseball World Series is going to start on Friday. We have Tony La Russa joining us at 8 to do a little preview. And NBA kicking off last night, so let's get into it.
Doubleheader last night in the NBA. Knicks in Boston. We kind of talked about this already in the first segment, but final score 132-109. The Celtics, man, they were just draining everything. They hit 29 threes last night.
Tatum was on fire.
Tatum was 8 for 11.
And had 10 assists.
He had 10 assists. He was awesome. He had 37 in the game. White had 6. Brown had 5. Sam Hauser off the bench had a couple. They were trying to break the NBA record, which is 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I don't know how much time was left when they.
I think roughly 6 or 7 minutes.
Six or seven minutes.
And they were, at the time, they were 29 for 48. Yeah. So they were hitting well over 50% of their threes.
Correct.
And then they missed their final 13.
Now, look, the bench.
Now in the final 13.
The bench guys were taking the shots. So.
And there were a couple graspers because I happened to watch the end. Yeah. And the crowd knew it. The crowd was into it. Like Hauser at one point, I don't know if he was doubled, but he had no business taking the shot. But they were like, we're going to take these threes.
How are the Knicks going to compete? The Knicks took 30 threes, which back in the day was a lot. Mm-hmm. And they took 61. How can you? It's hard
to
keep
up. That's part of the Celtics formula.
Hey, maybe the Knicks were distracted. The Knicks were distracted because didn't Carl Anthony Towns gift everybody on the Knicks a brand new Nintendo Switch on the plane to Boston?
Nice. Did he?
They were distracted by playing on their Nintendos.
I think the Knicks ultimately are going to be fine. Like, people are looking at the Eastern Conference. The Celtics are the prohibitive favorite. They're the prohibitive favorite to win it all. But in the Eastern Conference, you have teams like the Sixers, who added Paul George to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, and then the Knicks shaking it up a little bit because they got rid of one of their Nova guys. You've got Karl Anthony Towns to complement Jalen Brunson. I think ultimately they're going to be fine, but it's probably going to take a while for that chemistry to work itself out.
Blowout last night, and like you said, 11 threes to 29. Look, if Boston had if their starters were in for the last 5 or 6 minutes, they're breaking the record.
Probably.
You know what I mean? But Peyton Pritchard went 1 for 9 or 1 for 10.
And he had a couple of open looks.
Yeah, so Celtics win that. Also, second game of the doubleheader, Lakers beat the T-Wolves 110 to 103. Of course, everyone talks about LeBron and Bronny. Bronny played 3 minutes. What'd you say got in the second quarter? Was that second quarter?
Looked like the second quarter, yeah. I think
took a couple shots, didn't make a bucket, but he did play 3 minutes. LeBron played 35, had 16, but Anthony Davis had 36.
I remember that's J.J. Redick's coaching debut.
That's right.
J.J. Redick takes over as the head coach for the Lakers for Darvin Ham. My guess is he's going to have a similar fate to Darvin Ham. He just doesn't have a great roster there.
So Dembe starting last night with a doubleheader. We talked about it. Caps beat the Flyers 4-1.
Pwned them in their own building. Love to see it.
They're just off to a great start. 4-1 start for the Caps. When was the last time the Caps started 4-1?
I believe I saw this from Caps PR. I'll pull it up now. It's their best start since, I think, the 2015-2016 season.
So nice. 10 years.
Coach Carbs is going to be on the show on Friday this week.
I truly believe that sometimes teams can way outperform expectations when you get off to a great start.
Definitely helps.
I mean,
you're talking about golf. I know this. I play golf. Not as seriously as you, but I'll play on occasion. If I get off to a bad start, done.
You're shot.
I'm on tilt. I don't care. I don't line up putts. I just want to get out of there.
No, but there's something about a team. So I can remember that. Remember one year the Tigers got off to a great start? Do you remember that? It was 20 years ago or whatever. Sometimes when teams get off to a great start, it just kind of snowballs. They start believing in each other.
Yeah,
get that chemistry going.
There's a confidence.
A confidence, a swagger.
I think you're going.
It's a little early.
Four Tigers. I think it's way more than 20 years ago.
All right. I'm just
for some reason, that's the team. The team that had Willie Hernandez as the closer. Is that the team you're thinking about?
It's possible.
There might have been another year where one of those teams started off hot. But think about it. The Caps, 4 last night, 6 against the Devils, 3 against Dallas, 4 against the Golden Knights, and they lost opener 5-3. So they've scored a ton of goals.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing.
That's huge.
Coach Carberry said it was going to be a work in progress. So far, so good.
And Connor McMichael had 2 helpers last night. He's been on fire to start the season. He's got a goal and 5 assists already.
Yeah.
The one guy that I don't hear you mentioning often is Ovi. He's got 1, right?
He's got 1 so far.
Yeah. 1 through 5.
Look, he started last season
slow,
pretty cold, and he caught fire late.
Right.
So they're scoring goals. They added a bunch of guys that can put the puck in the net. So great start, 4-1. They'll play the Flyers again tonight at home on TNT. That's a 7:30 puck drop, Cakesy. I do like the 6 o'clock puck drop.
Do like it. Would like to see that become normalized, but I know it was a one-off.
We're talking about everything that's going on. Another thing which is going on, and it's not tomorrow, but the NFL trade deadline is approaching.
Yes.
And you're seeing some big names thrown in there.
Cooper Kupp, maybe.
Would you be psyched for Kupp, EB?
No. I mean, peak Cooper Kupp, sure.
Yeah, I mean, a Cooper Kupp that can stay on the field,
at this point,
would be great.
Again, I don't know why Kate, people don't understand. Scoring's not our issue. And you can make the argument, but he makes you better. Okay, sure. But that's not our issue.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so. I want to make sure I'm not getting goofed and onioned, because sometimes that happens, even with, like, blue check marks.
Yeah.
But it looks like the Titans and Chiefs, this was posted 4 minutes ago by Adam Schefter, are close to a deal that would send DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City.
Can you imagine?
To help upgrade their wide receiver corps.
Now, he's not what he used to be either.
Oh, no. He's a guy who slowed down. He's been dealing with a knee injury this season.
Yeah.
He's also been dealing with Will Levis. Which is
true. I mean, Mahomes
tough
can
to
find,
deal with.
He'll find him.
And Mason Rudolph.
And Mason Rudolph.
He wasn't an upgrade.
If that happens, that's definitely a big upgrade for the Chiefs.
I could see a team like Tampa making a move for Cooper Kupp.
Sure.
You know, San Francisco's got issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the Rams would trade him within the division.
Probably I also not. Saw that the Probably Rams not. Were dangling Matthew Stafford.
Why?
There was a rumor that I saw Stafford to the Vikings.
I think that one got debunked.
Debunked?
I think that one. Okay.
I would be shocked by that.
I wouldn't.
Really?
I feel like they make bold moves. They made a bold move to trade Jared Goff in the first place for Matthew
Stafford.
Yeah,
but the personal relationship that McVay and Stafford have seems to make that less likely to me. I would just be surprised.
So,
I've been wrong before.
CBS Sports Rare. Power Rankings, I think the Commanders weren't they 9 last week?
Sounds right. They were in cracking ish. Top 10.
Yeah. Different polls. Which one are you talking about? Like, which power ranking?
The CBS Sports Power Ranking.
Uh-huh.
So, 1's Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore, the Vikings, Packers, Bills, Texans, Bears, 1 ahead of the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, Bears are favored this week.
It's kind of interesting.
Is it still 3? Is that the number still? Or is it going up?
I saw 2.5 or 3 yesterday.
2.5, 3?
Yeah.
We'll see. By the way, was there any report on Jaden? I was literally gone all day yesterday to get home until 9:30. Was there any report?
No updates on him as far as whether he's
Is he
playing.
Opening the door? Is he like pumping his own gas?
Today's Wednesday's first day of practice, so we'll have to see what sort of.
I saw no pictures from our listeners.
Yeah.
Nobody saw him.
Everybody was just grilling Jamin Davis.
I love our listeners, but lately they've failed us. When I asked for them to bring in Slurpees because Drab ran into Terry McLaurin getting a Slurpee.
We got no Slurpees.
We got zero Slurpees. We get zero pics of Jaden Daniels out and about on the town.
Maybe he's never out and about.
Maybe he's not.
He gets to
the park early and probably leaves late.
4 that's, in the morning.
It's a good point.
He doesn't strike me as the partying type.
No.
You know what I mean?
Probably not.
He's kind of like you, a hermit.
Love it. Yeah. Love quarterbacks to be hermits.
I love being a hermit.
Yeah.
Fernando passed away.
This one hit me.
He was Cy Young and Rookie of the Year winner in 1981, of course, for the Dodgers. Played 17 years in the bigs. I forgot that he played for Baltimore for a year.
Yeah, he went. I think he played in the Mexican League or something. Then he came back and played a few seasons.
Early 90s, maybe?
But I think every kid that played baseball, right, and every kid plays baseball at some point, if you grew up in that era, you tried to look up in the sky and you did your little throws. And you
throw a screwball.
It was the first I ever even heard of a screwball.
Turn it over the other way.
Yeah, try to do that. So, when he burst on that scene that first year, what was he, like 8-0 with like a .5 ERA, something like that? I was kind of reading through the stats again to remind myself. I mean, Fernando Mania was the real deal.
Yeah, he finished 13-7 that first year.
Uh-huh.
Started 25 games.
Did they win the World Series that year or no?
And then 81? Hold on, 81.
They were close.
I thought they won it that
year. Did they beat the Yankees?
I think so. I don't know. I think so. Who knows? We're just talking.
That's the last time the Yankees and Dodgers have played in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they won 4-2.
I guess he had been sick. They said that he had been calling games maybe for the radio, Mexican radio or something. He had been looking skinny. So they didn't say what the cause of death was. But
only 63 years old.
Yeah, it's too young.
Yeah.
Too young.
But this is how much the game has changed, because in 1986, Fernando had 20 complete games.
Wow.
In 4 consecutive years, he had double-digit complete games. Mm-hmm. And you'd be lucky to get 3 or 4. Well,
I saw one of our guys, and one of our baseball guys that we follow, I think he was suggesting that Fernando could be one of these guys that, you know, he allegedly was like a 19 or 20-year phenom at that time. Mm-hmm. 19 or – he probably was 23, 24. Yeah. Like, who knows?
Birth certificate issues.
Yeah, and they said, like, Pujols, universally accepted, was like 3 years older than everybody thought. So maybe it wasn't really 63. Hark maybe it was like 66, 67.
The Freddie Adu controversy from back in the day.
Right.
Even if it was, still too young.
That's still too young.
Way too young.
I agree.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the Washington Commanders as they get ready for their game against the Bears. We will hit the Skins next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.